showtime, and you're listening to Florida Real Estate Radio, where you'll hear about what's relevant and where to find opportunities and solutions in Florida real estate. Right now, live in studio, here's your host, Brian Heckman.
All right, well, thanks so much for joining us today. You know, it's so great to be back. I always look forward to Wednesdays and being with you and really being with really cool people in the real estate business and just bringing more content about what's going on out there in the industry. So today, very cool, we brought in Leslie Waffen, who's a veteran real estate agent with Future Home Realty. And you know what we're going to talk about today is something that's just so commonplace in our market right now is buyers and how to actually get buyers into contract, not just out there looking at houses, but actually into contract. So it's a big challenge, let's say, in our market here. So Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, so good to have you. Why don't we do this? Why don't we start by briefly just sharing, you know, when you got into real estate and how you got into it and, you know, ultimately why you're still in real estate here.
I came from Long Island and I just decided that I needed something different to do. I started in real estate about 8 years ago. I love it. And I love the people and I love meeting new people and I love helping people find new homes.
So you're like a people person.
Yes, I guess so.
I could see that. You're like a firecracker. Love it. Love it. Love it. So let's do this. Let's kind of just dive right in. So we were talking the other day and we were talking about issues that you see consistently in the marketplace, both, you know, on the listing side and on the buyer side, which is on the listing side, it's a great problem to have, but it's these multiple offers, you know, people coming in and sellers getting to choose from a ton of different buyer offers on the property. But really the challenge is on the buying side is getting a buyer actually into contract. So why don't you share a little about what you're seeing out there with that situation?
Well, the market's, it really is on fire. It's, I had a client a couple of weeks ago. I took him to five houses. I made the appointments in the morning. We went to see the houses and I told them to pick their top three. Then about 4 o'clock, I called the agents and my clients, my buyers, top three were all under contract.
Wow. And so how long of a time frame was that?
Less than 8 hours.
Wow. Yeah.
It was crazy. And buyers, I don't think that buyers really understand, you know, you can't just shop and shop and shop. You have to go in and research what you're doing. You have to be prepared and you have to move on what you find if you really like it. Or right. It's going to be gone tomorrow.
Right. Or gone today.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, it's not awesome, but that's kind of the reality of it.
It's unbelievable. I had a listing actually that I put in like last Monday. I got it in MLS at about 1 a.m. in the morning. I had three offers, full price and above, by 12 noon. And by Tuesday the next day, I had 17 offers.
17.
And some of them were like $15,000 over list price.
Wow.
It's fun. But it's also frustrating because you're trying to help these buyers and they're sitting on the fence and right. They need to move and they need to be prepared. Like when they go out, they have to have done their homework and found out, you know, they need to find out like what areas and if there's flood zones and whatever, you know, there is going on in that area so that if they find something, they're ready to make the offer.
So I know you work with a lot of like out of state buyers and people that are non-local relocating and whatnot. So what about them? Like, how do you help them understand what the market's like?
Well, trying to talk to them and like I have a couple of buyers from the Northeast and they think that they're going to be able to come down here, shop around, go back home, think about it, right. And then make the decision.
Yeah.
Well, they found out really fast that they can't do that because by the time they get on the plane in their home, the property that they're thinking about's gone.
Got it.
And then they have to come down. And at that point, they've already, now they've you know, flown down and a second time, and they know they have to move on the property.
So what do you think, on, you know, just in general for buyers, what do you think are, what are maybe like top three things that buyers can do to actually get into contract? You know, like what would you say on something like that? Like, for example, I know when we talk with buyers all the time, we want to tell them, hey, look, talk with your agent about this, but you may not want to lowball your offer.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you are looking, or you feel like that, let's just say you're approved for $300,000, but you don't want to go that high. So think about how much you actually want to go, decide how much you want your payments, and look in that price range. Don't go out and look for something that's $325 and think, all right, well, then I'll make an offer for $285. It's not going to happen.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. You need to know what price range you can be in, what price you want to be in, and then start searching there and exactly what you want. I mean, you know, if you want four bedrooms and you're looking in three because that's what you can afford, you either, you know, here's what I tell my buyers. If you get 80% of what you're looking for, if you get 80% of what you're looking for, you've done a good job.
Got it.
A good job.
So that's interesting. So basically what you're saying, so I like to do bullet points, right? So one, two, and three. So I say, like, what are three things? You could probably tell me about 80 things that they could do. But so what you're saying is basically know what your price point is, and then know what you're looking for.
Don't go
out there looking for a four bedroom if all you can really afford is a three bedroom. And what was your third one there you just said?
You're not going to get everything you
compromise.
Want. Yeah, you're not going to get everything you want.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's what we tell people is, you know, you're probably not going to find the perfect house at the perfect location, the perfect floor plan, get it at the perfect price, close the perfect time the market absolutely perfectly. You're probably going to need to compromise.
Yeah, and 80%. And you know what? I had someone tell me just last week, a past buyer just bought again from me, and he told me that he remembered that, and he said he got, last time he got 80%, this time he got 95%, but he always keeps that in mind.
That's a great rule of thumb, though. Great rule of thumb. Because what we see is a lot of times, you know, imagine on the other side of these 17 offers that you get on a listing, that's great if you're the seller. You know, it really is. But yeah. The reality is, you know, on the buying side, which we're talking about today, man, that's almost deflating because you get somebody that gets in the game. And I had somebody tell me this 2 weeks ago. Well, yeah, it just seems like, you know, we've put offers on 8 different properties now. And man, it almost seems like it's a seller's market. And I just laughed. And I was like, it took you 3 weeks to figure that out. I mean, this isn't people trying to just close you out and make a commission in real estate. This is the reality. If you want to get into contract, don't go, you know, lowball an offer by 20%.
Yeah, because it's really frustrating for a buyer when then they find out that there's 5 other offers in and they ask for your highest and best and you don't know where to go with it.
Right.
Because you don't know what anybody else has offered.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a guessing game.
And you know, we recently had an insurance agent on and we're talking because we see this all the time. When somebody's looking for monthly payment and figures, we always say, hey, just like you've got your CPA, your financial planner, your real estate agent, your mortgage person, have an insurance agent that you're working with as well, because that way, you know, a property on one side of the street could be drastically different in insurance costs right across the street. And so we always say that's a big factor. You know, some of these properties, you might have a really old home with an old roof that's got to go Citizens. And then you might have one that's a little bit, and that could impact, you know, pricing and ultimately someone's decision. So very important to have insurance agents on your side as well.
Yeah. And like I said, the flood zone. I mean, there could be a flood zone
right
at the house you're looking, but though across the street, there is no flood zone.
Big time. Big time.
Yeah.
So let's do this. We're kind of winding down on time, but why don't we do this? Why don't you have just share your contact information if someone wants to get a hold of you or has more questions. What's a good place, maybe phone and email, to get a hold of you?
Okay. Well, my name is Leslie Wathen. I'll spell my last name, W-A-T-H-E-N. My email address is leslie.wathen@futurehomerealty.com. And my phone number is 813-362-3499.
Dynamite. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
This is a great topic because it's impacting so many people. So really appreciate you being here. And you know what? We got to do it again.
Okay.
All right, good. We'll do that. And so,
I'd love to.
Thank you out there as well for listening to Florida Real Estate Radio. where you're always going to hear about what's relevant and where to find opportunities and solutions in Florida real estate right now. I'm your host, Brian Heckman, here with Leslie Wathen. Remember that we're all in this together, so let's grow together. Have an awesome day.